Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, so today's story is called Pete the Cat, Five Little Bunnies, and it's by Kimberly and James Dean. And it's read today by Mommy and Philip. And this song is called Five Little Bunnies, and it reminds me of a song. Do you think it might have anything to do with the Five Little Bunnies song? Yeah?
I don't know what this song is.
Well, let's find out. One night, Pete was bunny sitting five little bunnies. Let's count them. One, two, three, four, five. And they're all different colors. There's pink, yellow,
blue,
orange, and green.
And they are all holding the wrong eggs.
Yes! They are holding Easter eggs that they've been coloring, but every Easter egg does not match the bunny rabbit that is holding it.
The greens should go to him.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow should go to him. The red should... Where should the red go?
Maybe to the pink one.
The red should go to the pink. The orange should go to the orange.
I think you're right. Well, let's see what he does. Maybe he'll sort them out. Okay. When all of a sudden, yes, five little bunnies hopping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Pete called the doctor, and the doctor said, "No more bunnies hopping on the bed." That seems like a good rule. But, oh gracious. Four little bunnies hopping on the bed. One fell off and bumped her head. Dear. Pete called the doctor, and the doctor said, "No more bunnies hopping on the bed." And now in the picture we can see the first little bunny has an ice pack on his head, and the second little bunny has her face is all wrapped up with like a bandage. And Pete has been smart. He's got the first aid kit out and the ice pack out. Oh boy. Three little bunnies hopping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Pete called the doctor, and the doctor said, "No more bunnies hopping on the bed." I don't think that Pete is being a very good listener, because if he were being a very good listener, he would take all of those bunnies and get them off of that bed before they continue to hurt themselves. And maybe the bunnies are not being good listeners too. Maybe Pete has told them to not jump on the bed, but they're not listening. We got to be first-time listeners, guys. So here we have the next bunny laying on the couch with the other two, and he's got an eye patch on. Gracious. Two little bunnies hopping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Oh, I'm so sorry. That looks like it hurts. Pete called the doctor, and the doctor said, "No more bunnies hopping on the bed." And this new bunny has, what is that on his head?
A bandage.
A band-aid. gracious. One little bunny hopping on the bed. One fell off and bumped her head. Pete called the doctor, and the doctor said,
"Put those bunnies straight in bed."
Which makes sense, because they do definitely need to be put in bed or put away or something. But you would think, maybe since they keep falling out of bed, not put them in bed, maybe put them somewhere else, on the couch and tuck them in or something. But, so Pete and the five little bunnies hopped right into bed. And look at this. It appears that he has joined them in the bed, and it appears that they are all hopping on the bed. Pete, I'm not sure you're a good babysitter. I don't know if I would let you babysit my bunnies if I had them. What do you think, Philip?
No.
Definitely not. What a goofball. Okay, the end.
They all have cute little bunny eggs.
They do have little Easter eggs, though. All right.
Bunny Easter eggs.
The end.
Little bunny Easter eggs.